from the Lighthouse Chapel International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Collins Osabre will inspire you with rare teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord and to do your best for Him. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now listen to Victor Collins Osabre.
Our Father, Bishop Collins Osabre, with all excitement and praise, let us welcome this morning, Bishop. I said, let us welcome, Bishop. Let us welcome, Bishop. Let us welcome, Bishop Collins Osabre.
Oh, come on.
My soul thirsted after thee in the dry land, thirsty land, where there is no water. I'll follow hard after thee.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, this morning we give you praise. Give you glory, we give you the honor. Thank you for the life we have. Thank you for the grace you have given to us to be alive today. We are alive because you have given us another chance to do something for you. We are not going to use our days for granted. The psalmist said that, teach me to number my days, that I will apply my heart to wisdom. Wisdom, the Bible says, is the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I pray this morning you will speak to us. You will change your life. You will speak to a life for that life to understand the purpose why they are still alive. Spirit of the Lord, thank you for your presence. Thank you that you will change us by the time we are living here. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. Why don't you put your hands together for the Lord and you may please be seated. Hallelujah. I'm glad to be in church this morning. All right. I just want to start by saying that we've entered into a new era in our church. Oh. Hey, is that how you are? I say we have entered a new era in our church. A new phase, a new era, and you have to kind of adapt. Amen. Like the serpent, you have to be able to live in water, live in a place where there's snow, live where the desert, in the desert sand. There are snakes there. If you try to live on the desert, you won't survive even 48 hours. You'll die fast. But the serpent or the snake is able to live on the desert. So, we have come to a new dispensation. Turn to somebody and say, new dispensation. Where we have to adapt and adjust. Now, some people are not good in adapting and adjusting. People want something all the time. They don't like changes. But changes are good. If you have not changed since you were born, you wouldn't be here today. In fact, your mother would have been taking you to a deliverance service every day. Say, my child is 24 years, but he's still creeping. My child is 24 years, but she still can't sit up. It will be one of your worst nightmares in this life. But we have not been like that because we have been changing. Changes have been happening. You know, changes, changes, changes. And changes are good. Every day, every time, things are changing for you. You become this, you become that. You have to adapt. Like, as we are growing, the hair is finishing. So when I go to the barber, I have to tell him how I want the haircut. Because if I don't tell him how I want it, you will see too many things you don't have to see. But you see, they didn't tell us that when you get to a certain age, your hair will finish. It's a secret my father didn't tell me. So I'm telling you here, if your father has never told you, it's those of you who are young and your hair, you are plaiting your hair, you enjoy, enjoy the plaiting of your hair. Because you can ask Mr. Samuel Doris, he will tell you. He can pray 24 hours and ask for hair. Hair won't come. No hair is coming from nowhere. Because there's a stage you have come to where hair is not one of the things God has given to you in this time. Mr. Joanne, you can plait your hair. It will not grow. You better handle it the way it is. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you have to do wig. You see, when your mother used to put on wig, you used to laugh. You are surprised that you two are putting on wig now. Those of you young ladies, you have hair and you should enjoy. Color it red, blue, do anything you want to do. Because the time is coming, eh? I said the time is coming, eh? Lizzo, the time is coming. You have to adjust. You can't tell God that, what's this? I'm not used to this short hair kind of thing. Short hair is coming. That is why even you have to start having children earlier. Because when you are old and you now start having children, they also lose their hair faster. No, when you are old, at a certain age, when you start giving birth to children, it's something else. You will see it. Oh, this thing I'm saying, when the time comes, you will experience it. Practically. Amen. Now, as a young man, when you see a girl, you can't control yourself. A time comes in your life, no matter the beauty you see. Yeah, that's why people are into Viagra business. Because there comes a time that nothing moves. If you need prayer for it to move. Some people have done prayer. You see, one day a wife told me, she said, Bishop, last night I tried. Said, I prayed. I laid hands. I even went for oil. I said, Bishop, no movement. Is that on it? It's something. You see, when you get to that stage, you have to adjust. Yeah. No, you have to. Somebody, I think it's a joke. Did you see that joke? There were two old people, a husband and a wife, who were watching Christian television. And, the preacher, after he finished preaching, was saying that if you are not well anywhere in a part of your body, lay your hands. I'm going to pray for healing. So the woman put her hand on her chest. And then the man put his hand down there. Then the wife looked at the husband and said, Sweetie, you didn't hear what the man said? He didn't say resurrection of the dead. He said healing. Your situation does not qualify for prayer. I said, a time will come. Hey! You see, when you are young, you don't know a lot. That's why the young people, you should make friends with the older women. You should see them as your mothers and your aunties. And then let them talk to you. The younger guys should befriend the older guys. And the younger ladies should befriend the older ladies. Because they will tell you things that you will one day see for yourself. Because if you don't take it, when you see it, you get blackout. If you don't take it, when you see it, you can easily be disappointed in life. So prepare your mind now that one day it's not healing I should pray for. I have to pray for the resurrection of the dead. So you start learning the scriptures for that prayer when the time comes. So what is happening is that this is a phase in our church where many of the church members have been sent out to start churches. You see, so there's a certain amount of strength that has been taken out. Do you get it? And like I said, this morning we are starting a church in Wales. So I'm going there right after the preaching as well. Amen. That is my second church. This is my first church. That's going to be my second church. So I preach here, I preach there. You get it? So there are some people who I've sent already to go ahead of me to go and invite people. So when I go, it's just time to preach only. Yeah. You have to be smart. Oh, you don't think so? Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't mean that we should also sit down because the gaps or spaces have been created. So some of you have to rise up and step into it. I said some of you have to rise up and step into it. So after church, Reverend Isan is going to invite, or actually I'm inviting all of you to become cell leaders. All of you. Because we have to still continue to build this. Look around and see. Is this how normally we are? Apart from the rain, people are also out. Everett is out. Charlene is out. All the people are out. They are starting churches because you can't put all your eggs in one basket. We can't put everything here in Isla Penitence. No, we've been here since 2007. 5 years we've been working here. It has been good. But to continue, for the sake of posterity and longevity, we have to also branch out. Even churches, chicken, they are branching out. Even food, just chicken in bread. You can go to Bakewell, buy tennis roll, go and buy chicken, or kill one of your yard fowls, and just put it inside the bread. Easy churches, chicken. But no, we don't want that. We want to go to churches and ice cream. There's all of that. You can go to the supermarket and buy ice cream. But there's some people call themselves Brewsters. All kinds of things have come. Now, you have to branch out if you are profit conscious. And remember the parable of the merchant man and his servants. And he came and he said he requested from them what they have used their talents for. And I believe that I can do two churches. I don't think I am limited at all. I think I have the capacity to preach in two churches on a Sunday. I've done that before. And I can do it again. Are you with me? So that's what I'm doing. And sometimes I'll leave you. Because you have to grow. I have to leave you for you to grow also. Because every day, daddy, it doesn't make you grow. Or I said, every day, daddy, it doesn't make you grow. Sometimes your senior brother has to take care of you. There are some people whose senior brothers actually raise them. How many know somebody like that? Yeah, it's the senior sister or maybe big sister raised them up. Or maybe the senior brother raised them up. There are situations like that. So you have to open yourself for your senior brother to raise you up when daddy is not around. Oh. Because where are you going? You are going to be homeless. Oh. You are going to be on the street. So which one do you prefer? Homeless or senior brother shouting for you? So we have to adapt and adjust. Tell to somebody, say, we have to adapt and adjust. Telling me, you are not just saying it, you must make it happen practically. Yeah, because once upon a time, Lady Pastor Karen, Kuneta, all these people were cell leaders. They were running cell groups, Abigail, Everett, all these people were cell leaders. Now they have gone. So what are you doing? You now have to step in also. So we want to turn the whole church, anybody who wants to. I mean, we are not, if you want, unless you don't want. And if you don't want, God will fix you out until you come and say you want. I'm warning you to start with. If you say you don't want, God will deal with you. I'll pray and ensure that God will deal really with you. Because what are you doing with your life? One of our pastors, Reverend Jimmy Blavo in Geneva, died yesterday. Yeah. Now, if you know Reverend Jimmy, you rejoice for him. Because as long as I have known that man of God, he has been traveling. He works in Georgetown. And then his church in, let's say, in Berbice. So every Friday, he leaves Georgetown. He has rented an apartment in Berbice only for the weekends. And for so many years, in fact, his church, Bishop, the founder's mother, was part of his church in Basel. So actually, he pastored our bishop's mother for a few years. Yeah. Every weekend, Friday, you see him on the train going to Basel. He'll be there Friday night, Saturday, outreach, evangelism, Sunday service, do lay schools, this, shepherd's training, Sunday evening, he's back to Geneva. And then Monday morning, he goes to work. He did that for many years. He died yesterday. He's gone. But we are happy because he spent his life. He was in Geneva looking for money. But money, he used the money properly. He used the money to buy for himself something in heaven. So you ask yourself, what are you doing? Look at yourself. What are you doing? How many people follow you? How many people do you bring to church? How many people do you preach to? And many of you, God has called you to the ministry. Many of you, God has called you to preach to people. You are just stubborn and disobedient. That's all. And you will pay the price for your disobedience and your stubbornness. Yeah. So I just want to be a good pastor to you. Because we have come here to work for God. If we don't believe in working for God, we will never step foot here in Guyana. Now, if we believe in what we are doing, we should also tell you. Now, if you believe in stealing, will you not tell people to steal? People who believe in stealing, they tell others to steal also. People who believe in whatever, they tell people. Whatever people believe in, if you get close to them, it will affect you. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? So if I believe in working for the Lord, which has actually moved myself and my family, I mean, my family is the way it is because of the work of God. You are the what? You are sister, holy, righteous. You don't want problem. You don't. And you are sitting in your church. No. God will deal with you. I said, God will deal with you. So from this afternoon, all of you who are interested, we want to train you, and still you'll be doing it. We want to train. We want to start home sales this week fast, because if you sell toilet tissue and realize that it is not moving fast, Anita, what do you do? You try and find something else to sell. So we have moved a lot of people out. We have a few people who are doing sales. It's not everybody who's really picking up and doing what we want them to do. So we want more people. All the young people, Michelle, all of you can do home sale. All of you, everybody join. Let's make this, all these chairs must be filled every Sunday morning. How many are going to help us do that? In fact, you're actually going to help yourself. Because it's you who is getting for yourself something in heaven one day when you die. Are you with me? And then we will continue on the West Bank in Wales. And also try and see what we can do for the Lord there. So this morning, as you are here, I've sent some people ahead of me. That Pastor Gerald is leading them. They are organizing people. We are starting at 11. By the time I get there, they are doing praise and worship. Oh, I'll go like as if I just came from the house. They don't know that I've preached powerfully in one church that I'm coming. I can do it. Yeah. You see, there are many pastors around. They don't believe they can do two churches at the same time. Because, you see, people's minds are so locked up. That's why people go to church, they're in the church, they don't do anything in the church. Because the mind is locked up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people don't even believe in themselves. They say, well, what can I do? Man, I don't think I can. You can. Oh, well, you have a mouth. Oh. That mouth opens big and wide. Yeah. That same mouth can be used to speak the gospel and preaching to somebody. Yeah. You can have 2 people, 4 people, 5 people, wherever. It is still good. Once a week, every Thursday, gather 5 people and talk to them. Is this difficult? I don't think it's difficult. Who says it's difficult? It's not. When you're old. Sister Elsa, please stand. Sister Esther is a judgment to all the older people here who are not having home sales. She's one of the most prompt to time committed of the cell leaders we have. Not the younger ones, as big as she is. You are young. Don't let me say something bad about you this morning in the church. that she is in everything, moving, fasting, praying, as big as she is. All night prayer. And you are sleeping as a young person. All you do is that you come to church Sunday morning, you go. If working for God is good for her, then it's even good for better for you as a younger person.
Yes. Oh, you don't think so?
Yes. Yeah. So God bless you, Sister Elsa. One day when she's in heaven, you'll be jealous of her. Uh-huh. So if you have had sex before, you can have a church. You can have a home cell. I said, if you have had sex before, you can be a home cell leader. I'm closing my eyes and I'm saying it again. If you've had juk before, you can be a cell leader. Because it takes a lot to do juk. Nicole, you should join the group. Try and be a cell leader. Yeah. People shouldn't despise the work of God. If you know what the work of God will do for you, you will jump on it. Casey, you're a prefect in school. You should start a home cell. Yeah, with your Chinese hairstyle. Young or old, everybody should join. Let's win souls and bring them to church on Sunday. You'll be surprised what some of the younger people can do. You'll be surprised. Uh-huh. So, you are changing. What do you think? Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 16, very quickly. You know, I have a second church, so you shouldn't come there. Stay here. Let's build this one here. You even get lost. You don't know where Wales is. You need visa to go to Wales, you know. It's in the UK. Hey, why are you giving me so small scripture like that? The scripture is small. Why? Where did it come from? I'm to you. I'll report you to Tamika, okay? All right. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 16. We're looking at what it means to become as wide as a serpent, isn't it? Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. So we are looking at wise as serpents. Now, Jesus wants you and I to be wise as serpents. Otherwise, he wouldn't say it. I said, Jesus wants us to be as wise as serpents. Otherwise, he will not say it. If Jesus doesn't want it, he will say, Jesus doesn't say things that are not important. Unlike some people, when they open their mouth, they say all kinds of things, which are not important. Jesus wants you and I to be as wise as serpents. So it is very important to study the concept of becoming as a serpent. What does or what do serpents have? How do they operate? What is their nature that the Bible or Jesus wants us to be like them? So we are looking at the first thing, and the first thing says that serpents are masters of what? Non-dependent living. Isn't it? Serpents are masters of non-dependent living. It means that if you are going to be as wise as a serpent, you will not depend on people. That's why the snake, the first day the snake is born, is on its own. You and I, sometimes 40 years. It's so fantastic how many people want to marry, but they don't want to move out of their parents' home. So you can build at the back of the house. North Guyanese like that. Build at the back. Build at the back. Downstairs. I say, I going up so you can come to the downstairs. People like that. No, but snakes, even if a snake live in your house, he hardly depends on you. That's why you don't see him. Snakes don't depend on people. So if we are going to be as wise as serpents, then it means that you have to live a life that is not dependent on anybody. Some of us, I was telling a young lady, was it 2 days ago? I said, for many young ladies and for many women, sex is not, they don't need sex. It's money they need. There are many women who are with men,
It's not that they love them and they want to have sex with them. It's because they want money. It's because they can't handle a lifestyle without money, and they can't handle a lifestyle without a man. That's why they have men. Many women don't enjoy a relationship with certain men.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? It's money. Many women is money. It's money. I spoke to a wife, I think about last year or so, and I asked her a question. I said, since you married, all these few years you have married, and I asked her a question, have you experienced orgasm before? You know what the wife said? The wife said no.
So what's the use of?
And there are many women with men in your lives. You don't know what orgasm is. But you are there because there's opportunities. There's pay as you earn. There's NIS. You enjoy pay as you earn. National Insurance Scheme. Hey, pension. You are piling up for your pension. But you really don't need a guy because nothing comes. It's the money. So if you look at it, then you ask yourself, can I not find other means to earn money than to always allow somebody to lie on me that I don't have feelings for? You should ask yourself that question. The cheese. That's what Jesus said. You don't have to, and for all you know, and maybe you don't understand, but when you put yourself in such situations, you destroy your soul. Because there's nothing as killing as doing something that is not in your heart. It's very difficult to engage yourself in an activity that is not from your heart. No feelings. You just go with the flow. How long are you going to go with the flow? I mean, and if you are not married and you are going with the flow, you will not even want to marry. Marriage will not even come into your mind because it's like, if this is how it is to live with a man or with a woman, then why should I go and spend money and buy a dress and do all of this for what? Is this thing that I'm going to experience? The way you talk about marriage, something sweet by and by. Because the experience is not pleasant. It's true. Many of you, the children you gave birth to, it wasn't out of love. It was some excursion. You were just a tall guy. You're on tour. Before you realize, you miss your period. And here comes a child. The child is not a child you love because the thing didn't come out of love. Should I say it again?
Yes.
That is why you can have a mother who beat her child because the child has come to church. Take a wood and lash the girl and put them, then drag the girl out of the house. Why? Because she came to church. Do you realize that this thing that she brought forth, it wasn't love. She was looking for money. And she didn't know safe periods and unsafe periods. And the man said, me putting on no condom, me like no condom. So before you catch yourself, you are pregnant. It's not a wise way of living. You should live a life that is, you see, you shouldn't be dependent. So I want to teach you how to demonstrate that you are capable of independence. How to demonstrate that you are capable of independence. How to demonstrate, Devon, how to demonstrate that you can live your life without no woman. I was talking to a guy who is going through some serious things with his wife. The woman is peppering him, putting pepper in his eyes. When the pepper seems, the effect of the pepper seems to be going, then another pepper comes inside. Now, one of the things that, apart from, you know, whatever, one of the things that he's suffering from is that he doesn't know how to cook. He doesn't know how to cook. So, all his eating had been dependent on the woman. Hey, if you don't know how to cook, you are dead, though. Yeah? Ulex told me that she would like to marry somebody like her father who knows how to cook. I said, your face, your eyes, and your nose. You better learn your cooking and cook your cooking. You are selfish. No, if you're a man, you should know how to fry some egg. How to boil some rice. So if nothing at all, you boil rice, you fry egg, and then you eat it. It is called boy fried egg rice. It's not fried rice, it's boiled fried egg rice. Yeah, Prince. Oh, something simple. You don't need egg. Egg stew, sausage stew, corned beef stew, sardine stew, something. Once yari stew, whatever it is. Once it has some sauce around it, it's stew. Don't worry with them chefs and them cooks. And we are all okay. As long as you can eat and you're okay, you're good. Do not let a woman take you to ransom, take you at ransom because she's cooking for you. No, no, no. I'll go on YouTube and say, how to cook. If you want to know how to cook, you put a pot on fire. You pour in water. You take the tomatoes and pepper. You learn crash course in cooking. So how to demonstrate? You see, the food that is extra nice, only a few people are able to do that. But regular food from people's homes, regular is just regular food. It's just something to just fill your stomach. A few homes have this extra touch. It's not common. It's true. Some of the food you eat in the house, if you knew about other food, you never eat that food in your house. Yeah. With water, curry with water inside, plenty water. They know what I'm talking about. Yeah. It's too fantastic. Yeah. No, it's easy. Let no young man be dependent on a man. You see, if you're a young man, why would you depend on a woman? For what? Some small hole? Ah, please. Don't worry. Go dig some hole in the earth and be happy. Something. Find a hole somewhere. And a certain young man came to see all of our pastors. He was crying. He said, why? What's the problem? He said, I don't want this thing anymore. I said, what? He said, he doesn't know how to stop fornicating. He wants his balls to be removed. He said, he can't stop. He can't stop. He doesn't like it. He wants to be castrated. He wants his balls to be taken out. Hey, to become a eunuch in the king's palace. Because you realize that he always needs somebody. And when you finish doing it, you feel bad. You feel sorry. When you go to church, you feel bad. When they say lift up your hands, you don't want to lift up your hands because you think God is watching you. So I can't handle this. You know what? Take the balls off. So I don't have to look out for any help from anywhere. It's a good policy. How to demonstrate that you are capable of independence. Number one, if you are wise as a serpent, you will live your life not expecting money, gifts, grants, donations, or even loans. How to demonstrate that you are capable of independence. You have to demonstrate that you are capable of independence by not living your life and expecting money, gifts, grants, donations or even loans. If you are wise as a serpent, that's number one. If you are wise as a serpent, you will live your life not expecting money, gifts, grants, donations, or even loans. Genesis chapter 14. Everything is in the Bible. Genesis chapter 14, verse 22. Genesis chapter 14 and verse 22. So if you can be independent, then Andriska, you have to take your mind off loans, gifts, donations. There are people, it's so bad. Anytime they see you, they are looking out for something. Many black people do not know how to handle rich people. When they go around somebody who dresses a little something, their eyes are always on their pocket of what they can give them. Many people are like that. Many people are like that. One day I was having dinner with one of my white friends many years ago. And he was, you know, we're talking. And he was saying that. He was talking about somebody he met, an African he also met, who came into his house. He was an agent of one of Derek Prince's ministries. So he in those days, we had these video cassettes. So he had these video decks where he would copy, like how we copy things on a computer. Now everything is digital. But in those days, you play a video and record it on another video. You probably were not born at that time. Video deck to a video deck. You play the video and you copy or record on another video. So he had a few video decks. I mean, those days were video decks. It's like now you have maybe phones or tablets. It was like that. He said this African guy came to his house. The first thing this guy spoke about was if he can get one of the video decks. I mean, he was very surprised because he said, these things are not here as decoration. It's for my work. So if I take it and give it to you, then what happens to the work? But it was very interesting for him that the guy came to the house. The first thing the guy's eyes went on was material things, video decks in the house. Yeah. And if you are going to live your life like that, you are not wise. Somebody will poison you one day, you will see. You like eating all over the place. Every place you go, you want food to eat. You licorice bad. Bad manners, thank you. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 14, verse 22, and Abram said to the king of Sodom, listen to it, Abram, the one that God called and said, I'll make you a father of many nations. He was talking to the king, a king. Abraham was speaking to the king of Sodom. I have lift up mine hand unto the Lord, the most high God. I am somebody who has surrendered my life, has given my heart to Christ, the Lord, the most high God. When you lift up your hand, it's a sign of surrender. During war, that's when you come and say, okay, when you come to Jesus, lift up your hands. Why? The lifting up of hands is a sign of surrender. When the police is arresting somebody, what do they say? Your hands. Because if you don't lift up your hands, it means you are going to fight. It means you are going to take something from your pocket. It means you are going to do something. So they say, hands up, lift up your hands, raise your hand. When you do that, or if there's a fight somewhere, you don't want anybody to kill you, you just raise up your hand and you come. It means that you are not fighting, you never fight, it's surrender. So Abraham said, I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord. I have surrendered to the Lord. I have given my life to the Lord. And he said, the most high God, the most high God. Abraham knew who he was talking about. He said, the possessor of heaven and earth. I pray that you will come to understand that the God you serve is the possessor of heaven and earth. And therefore, you don't have to depend on somebody for anything. Oh my. I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the most high God. If there's any God existing, he is the most high God. He said the possessor, the one who has, the one who can give, the one who controls, the one who have the power and dominion of the heavens and the earth. If you know somebody, if you are related to somebody who has power over certain things, you wouldn't lack. You would not lack? I know many people who know people in the bank and they get through with loans fast. You apply, you won't get. It's true. That's why I told you, one day I went to the bank. And when I walked in, I got through. When I was leaving, the one guy looked at me and said, I wish I could get service like how you get service here. I saw your face and your eyes. You know where we have come from? Because I serve a God who is the possessor of heaven and earth. And he has given me people in places that I should not suffer or beg for anything. Hey. How long are you going to be dependent on people? When you say that you have lifted up your hand unto God. You have not lifted. You don't know the Most High God. You have not come to realize that he is the possessor. He has the heavens and he has it. So if you want one, and you will get it. Verse 23. From that background, he says that I will not take from a thread, even to a shoe lashet, a lace, and that I will not take anything that is yours, that is thine, lest thou should say, I have made Abraham or Abram rich. It's in the Bible. Masters of non-dependent living. The snakes are doing what Abraham did. The snakes are living their lives as their creator has made them. When they come out, they don't depend on anybody. They just flow. Abraham said, I have lifted my eyes to the Lord. I serve the Most High God, the one who possesses heaven and earth. I will not take a shoelace. If the smallest thing you can give, he says, I don't want it. I don't need it. I can't have it, because if I take it, you will say that you are the one who has made me who I am. But it is not you who can make me who I am. It's my God who will supply my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. It is children who always say, mommy, daddy, even you're a child. Yeah, me mother go buy one for me. Yeah, me mother go buy. Yeah, me father travel, he go bring. You're a child. It's a children who behave like that. Let the children rather depend on your parents as long as they are children. But some of us, you are big enough. I say you are big enough. I said you are big enough. Oh, you don't like my message? Some of us are too big enough to still be depending on your mother and your father. You have expired in the warehouse. Yeah. Let us allow the scripture to affect the way we think and the way we live our lives. Otherwise, Christianity has not become any benefit to us. We have a culture that must be broken, because, you see, if you're a woman and you live with your mother, if you are going to be dependent, then you can't bring a man to the house. The moment you have a man, you should be out. Because a man means that you have moved from our dependence to another. So why should you keep two? How selfish are you to keep two dependencies? Once you know a man, you should be out. Some of you parents, you are bad parents. May the Lord deliver you from bad parenting. Now, if you are not prepared to release your children to suffer and to go through trouble, they won't mature. They won't mature. Yeah. No, you have to. Any loving parent will release their children for them to learn somehow. As you pray for them in the background, let pepper go into their eyes. They'll come back and love you. The Bible says anything you lose, you gain it. So take their things and put it outside and say, God bless you. I'll keep praying for you. I love you. I'll keep praying for you. Bye-bye. You see, next time you see her, you come and hug. You say, "Mommy, mommy, I love you, I love you." Then you say, "What was this? What's this?" The person has learned the hard way that staying under your roof and depending on you was the greatest blessing they ever had. Until you do that, they will never even appreciate what you're doing. Yeah. My children, the girls, every day they say, they want to come back home. I said, you are not coming back nowhere home. Stay there. Because if I don't do that to you, one day you tell me that I took you and took you to some country. So I don't want no accusations. So I'm killing the accusations before it comes. When they had the driving London Bridge, the terrorists, they're afraid. I said, you're afraid? Stay right there. You think it's easy to just send your two children out? Hey! They are even girls. If it was a boy, fine. But they are girls. But you see, you want to. And as they go out there, they learn a lot of things. Yeah, because they fight with your auntie and then all that. This is the things we've been telling you that you don't listen to us. So, yeah, she will fight with you. Yeah, when I get a telephone call from my sister, my heart beats like that. Boom, boom. Say, hey, again, another one. Yeah. Wake up, you don't wake up. My sister doesn't wake them up. She wakes herself up and she go her way. Yeah. I left them. And then when she's there, then the teacher will call and say, well, Timotina came late today. Today, she came late to school. Then she will call me and say, did you know that your daughter Timotina went to school late today? I said, put her on the phone for me. You don't go to late again. You don't go to school late again. I said, you have to learn how not to be late in going to places. That's not how you live your life. I used to take, sometimes, to make me take her to school late. When she gets there, she just writes her name at the entrance. One day I ask her, what do they do with the names? She said nothing. I said, Lord have mercy. Is that how people are growing up? That you enter the school late after the bell rings and nobody does anything to you. How would the child learn? Now where she is, when you go late, you stay in school an hour later to do your homework and to read your books. Everybody's gone and you're alone in the classroom reading. 1 hour. They don't like that. They call it detention. Everybody gone. You are in the school 1.5 hours learning and studying what you don't even want to learn and study. That's the punishment they give to them. You did once, twice, you say, you know, I ain't able. You give up. It's all these schools that you are late and then. You are late. You are late to school. You are late to school. You are walking like you are going to get married. You are going to the wedding. You are going to the altar. You are late for school. Yeah. It's children who do that. You must not expect that any outsider will make you rich. You must not expect that any outsider will make you rich. You know that as a country we think that it's outsiders who make us great? They are trying to work hard for the loan from Norway. Prince, have you seen them? The Norwegian loan for the forest something. They are waiting for Norway to release the money. After all the oil, after all the gold, after all the diamond, after all this is, you can't, why were you still waiting for people from outside? Oh, I was watching a documentary on one of the biggest bridges that people are building in China and in Asia. When you look at it, you don't understand why we can't have a bridge. We should have 4 bridges from here to Fredenhope. 4. And from Parika to any of the islands, Wakenam, we should have bridges. You will not even see that it's a bridge. You go through it before you realize you are in Wakenam. What is the Sikobo River that we can? You see, we are always waiting. And that's the kind of life that many of us live. We are always waiting for somebody from outside to give us a little. Barrel, Christmas time? You calling. Auntie? Barrel coming? Waiting for Barrel. It's nice to get Barrel. But what about if Barrel doesn't come?
What are you going to do?
Do not expect. If you are going to demonstrate the capability to be independent, you have to have a mindset of not expecting things from outside. You must lead your life. You see, if you are wise as a serpent, you will live your life not expecting money, gifts, grants, donations, or even loans. And so you must lead your life in a way that you will make, that will make you independent of an external donor. Sometimes the life we live, you are too soft. You are too extravagant. I told you, we went to Ghana for the consecration. And our pastor from Lene, Lady Pastor Kizzy, I was surprised she took an umbrella with her to Ghana. Yeah, I was very surprised. Yes. So, I met them at the shopping mall. I said, I want to take you to downtown. I want to take you to the market. Local African market. Where people have to jam you for the number of hours you're in the market. People will jam you. Because the pathway is tight. So, as for jamming, oh, we're jamming with you. When we met at a mall and we're going out, I see umbrella pop up like that. I said, sweetie, where are you going with umbrella? You think you are in Guyana, isn't it? You think you are in Wisma? I said, in Africa, in Ghana, anybody you see an umbrella, is either is raining or the person is a chief, a royalty. We don't walk around with umbrellas. Anybody with an umbrella means the person is from the royal, the town. It's from the hand. It is those people who walk with, even somebody even holds the umbrella and they are walking under it. We don't, Africa, we don't use umbrella. What, the sun? We are born in the sun. Why are you behaving as if you came from somewhere into the sun and you don't like the sun? So she popped it up and said, sweetie, I don't think this thing can work here. I don't think it will work here. You know how some of you behave? You get out now. Pop. Hey, you are not strong to live an independent life. The only thing we run away, we even run away from it. We don't use umbrella. When it begins to rain, you see how people run away. People, Ghanaians are afraid of rain more than anything. Once it begins to rain, people scatter. We don't even use umbrella and say, I'm walking. No. So she didn't believe me. So she folded it. We got into I took them on our type of minibus. We call it trotro. It shakes you like that. Shakes you. By the time you get to where you're going, you head hurting. Hey, you are in paradise in Guyana. And then the dust. Ghana is filled. Ghana is like Letem. If you've been to Letem before, Letem is very dusty. Ghana is like Letem. Red dust, that's right. So when you come back from town, your hair has turned into brown. Depending on where you go. So she had on her white jeans. I said, sweetie, welcome to Africa. So we got down in the market downtown. And then she popped it up. I said, Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. And she goes, and then somebody jumped her. Then I said, sweetie, I told you this thing can't work. Before I catch myself, umbrella back in the bag. So you can't depend. What, depending on the umbrella? People are moving, sweating. People have things on their head. They are carrying things. That's the way. Like how people have horse carts here. We carry for money. So somebody is in the market standing somewhere waiting for a businesswoman to come and buy two cases of juice. And then he says, I'll carry it for you. For $1,000. Oh, no problem. Now, the thing is heavy. He's coming. And you have an umbrella. Do not. Stand to your feet. My time is up. You're gone. Long time. You're gone. Long time.
No, registry. You are dealing with 22 million people. I tell you, you can't do that. Hallelujah. You should come and let's go to Ghana one of these days, man. You understand what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for teaching us. Thank you for encouraging us to be able to live and be strong and depend on you, the possessor of the heavens and the earth. May you give to us what we need rather than depending on people who intend speak that it is I who has made you the way you are. Let that not be our story in the name of Jesus. Prosper your people and do them good as long as they live. I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You are here, you are not saved, you are not born again. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you are here like that, while every eye is closed, every head is bowed, you want to lift up your right hand in surrender. Pastor, please, I want to be saved. I want to be born again. Please pray with me. If you are here like that, your right hand up high, and I will pray with you. Maybe it's your first time here. Maybe it's your second time here. You are not saved. You are not born again. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you are here like that, just your right hand. I will pray with you. You'll be born again. Your name will be written in the book of life. You'll become a child of God. Your right hand up higher. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. You lifted up your hand. I want to ask you to please come to me. Let me pray with you. Come, sir. Come, gentlemen. Come. Clap for him as he comes. Clap for him as he comes. God bless you. God. Clap for him as he comes. Encourage him. Encourage him. God bless you. God bless you, sir. Amen. God bless you. All right. What's your name?
Joshua,
and welcome to church, Joshua. Your name is going to be written in the book of life today. Are you excited about that? Amen. Close your eyes, pray this prayer with me. Church, let's pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart, and I confess with my mouth that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this prayer, my life has changed forever. I am born again now, and my name is written in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for a place in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's word. For more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-231-0077 or email us at lciguyana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguyana.org. God richly bless you.